Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
That's the Godfather of Soul bringing us back, the late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Seven till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from America's Small Business Summit in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Latino Coalition. I am this week helping them get this program. I'm going to be kicking it off today with the by emceeing the luncheon of the Latino Coalition, and I'm going to be closing it on Friday with a keynote to the Council of Small Business, which is part of the U.S. Small Business, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, I should say. So that's what I'm doing here in Washington, D.C. Barbara Weltman is our guest, and she's in her wonderful little home in beautiful beautiful Florida, southwest Florida. And so, Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. BarbaraWeltman.com, right?
You bet. That's the place to go to get my idea of the day, my newsletter, and see my books.
And the new book is an e-book. It's a living e-book, folks. Smooth Failing. And I'm proud of Barbara for putting that one on, for getting that book going. And if you go to Amazon, you can find it and see what a living e-book looks like. Barbara,
congratulations to you on your book award.
Oh yeah, thank you. The Ippy. I've got an Ippy Award.
Yeah.
So,
Yippee-I-O-K-A.
That's right. No, it's not a Yippee Award. It's an Ippy Award, Barbara.
Oh, Ippy. Okay.
So, I guess, were they saying Yippee-I-O or Ippy-I-O? Whatever. Hey, Barbara, what else do we need to know?
Well, Monday
we got a big
is
date this, coming up, don't we?
Yeah, I guess not too happy for some people, but it is the due date for the second installment of estimated taxes for 2014.
Yeah.
So, it's time to pony up.
Monday.
Yep, it's due on Monday, and it's time to pony
up. You got
to
make payroll on Friday, and you got to pay the government on Monday.
Yep, you got to do it. The good news is, you know, once you've done it, it's done, and it's in the bank in a sense for you, and come at the end of the year when you file your return, the money's already been paid. The taxes have been paid.
So if everybody had to pay taxes the way small businesses pay taxes, if one of the things that I believe, Barbara, that's caused America to get to the point where people aren't paying attention to what the government is doing is payroll withholding of taxes. If everybody had to meet a quarterly or a monthly, had to write a monthly check themselves for taxes, I believe we'd have a different government than we have right now. What do you think?
I think you make a great point. You know, you're talking about payroll. I just want to mention that the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration came out with a report that $14.1 billion in uncollected payroll taxes are floating around out there. So for small business owners, be aware that this could be the next audit target that the IRS may be looking to make sure that the payroll taxes are deposited. And what business owners need to know about is if they are the so-called responsible person and fail to deposit the withholding, the employee share of everything, they're personally liable. The fact that they have a corporation or a limited liability company is irrelevant.
There's no corporate veil
on the hook.
Is there?
No, there isn't. They're 100% on the hook for those undeposited taxes. So if you've fallen behind, if you're remiss, now's the time to start creating a plan to get back on track, because I think the IRS is going to be much more proactive in looking out for these undeposited taxes.
But people don't really know, they don't really pay attention to the taxes. All they pay attention to is their take home more than anything else. And if they had to gather up some money once a month and once a quarter to pay their taxes the way small businesses do, I think they'd be voting differently, don't you? I mean, I'm not saying it'd be one party over the other, but I think they'd be voting for different issues, don't you?
Well, you raise an interesting point, which is we have nearly half of the population not paying any taxes, so...
That's right. Yeah, well, that's a good point. That would kind of neutralize my idea, wouldn't it? Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you very much.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Barbara joined us, and that's barbaraweltman.com. Check out her website. It's a really good one. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. at America's Small Business Summit, and I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.